Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-COCDALI. So back and forth in the news, you hear people say Trump should concede, Trump should admit he didn't win, which, again, you know, we're still looking at the votes and we're still, you know, guessing what could happen in Arizona. And apparently there's another 400,000 ballots that still have to be counted. It was called for Arizona for Biden's side because they thought that most of them were going to be Democrat. But now that there's going to be a little bit more scrutiny and we don't have Sharpiegate, they, you know, we'll see what happens. And with Nevada, it's still leaning towards Biden. In terms of Georgia, North Carolina, those do lean towards Trump. Pennsylvania, Trump had a very hefty lead. That's been narrowing. But depending on if Arizona gets flipped, if Arizona doesn't get flipped, looks like it's probably going to be Biden if Biden gets Nevada as well. If Arizona does flip back to Republican or Trump, then it could be Trump. So it really is a toss-up. And again, what's going to what's probably going to be the determining factors is how much access will the Republicans have in terms of looking at the votes that were counted. If they don't get access and they have to take whatever numbers is given, then it's done. If they do get access and could say, I don't know about this one, I don't know about this one, we could be looking at this for weeks or months. So people ask, what's next then? What happens next? Well, in an election that goes normal, okay, all right, the Electoral College, even though with the election it's done, technically in yours and my mind, it's not officially done until the Electoral College meets. Remember, the Electoral College are a group of electors who actually do the voting for us, all right? Apparently, in bureaucracy, there has to be all these representatives, etc. So when we look at, how we elect a president, yeah, we vote, we cast our votes. We have a popular vote, but the popular vote in each particular state allows that state to have Electoral College votes. And so in Nevada, it's 6. In Arizona, it's 11. In Pennsylvania, it's 20, depending on the amount of population. The more population, the more electoral votes you could have. And so the reason why, obviously, we're going through this 270 amount or whatever, because 270 is the majority. Once we start to change electoral votes or appoint more people, you know, the Republicans appoint for the Republicans, the Democrats appoint for the Democrats, I think the Libertarians, the Democratic Party, I guess each congressional nominee and each U.S. Senate nominee are the ones that designate one elector. The Republican Party, the nominees for governor, lieutenant governor, treasurer, controller, attorney general, secretary of state, U.S. Senate, the last election, there's more people that get to kind of put in their input. Green and Libertarian Policy, Peace, Freedom Party, so they all have people there. But they meet in December. I think it's December 14th this time around. I think they meet December 14th. Then what they're supposed to do is they're supposed to take the data, take, you know, what their state wants them to do and vote for, and like they come from Nevada and Nevada goes to Biden, our Electoral College members are supposed to in December make that vote going 6 from Nevada. I mean, you think you could do this virtually, and I don't see why there has to be a big day, but when that does happen, there is room for a faithless elector. And this is something that people were kind of freaking out about in previous elections. Could there be somebody who comes from Nevada and goes, Biden's not my president. I'm voting for Trump. Can that happen? Should it? It can. That person's probably going to get fired. It can, but it probably won't. Then by June 6th, I think, of 2021 is when the Electoral College makes their announcement who the new president is going to be. See, many people ask, why isn't January 1? Why doesn't the new president start January 1? Well, because it has to kind of in part due to the Electoral College. They meet in December before the holidays. After the holidays, they make their announcement. There then is a transition, and then the new president takes over January 20th. So with the Electoral College and the electors, there is a system in place. However, President Trump had made it clear that if he thought there was cheating, he wouldn't leave. If he thought it was a fair and square election, he'd leave. So people on either side were wishing it was a landslide. I think we all were. We're like, please let it be a landslide on the other side. Because we didn't want to see what happened back in 2000 with Bush and Al Gore, where we didn't know for days. I think, I don't know how many days or even weeks until we knew who our president was going to be, because it all relied on Florida and the Chads and all that. And I think we learned our lessons from previous previous elections. And I think some of the, some of the stronger elections we've had were the ones where there was really a clear, decisive winner. Here it is. I mean, it is a nail biter. It didn't seem like it was going to be. The media said Biden was going to just nail it. And the Republicans said Trump is going to nail it. I mean, we never saw crowds like that for a president. We never heard people say we love you. I mean, people love Trump. So I'm not surprised that it's close. The problem is if you were president and you found out that in some states, people went up to the polls and were told, sorry, your vote was cast. Well, I mean, my next question would be, who was it cast for? I mean, I'd still be upset. You know, I'd be like, no, I want, because I have ballot measures I want to vote for, and I'd be, you know. But my guess is many times it wasn't, you know, to what they would have wanted. And if I was president and I heard, well, wait a second, this state, there were thousands of dead people who had been registered to vote and casted votes, if that is true. If votes were thrown out, and then were people allowed to revote, and, you know, was there a propensity towards one to get thrown out versus another? Very easy numbers. It's a science. They're there. If I saw any sign of cheating with that, the way I am, whether I'm Republican or Democrat, it's like, no. We redo this. Okay? And we do it right. Just like with a race. If there's cheating in a race, it doesn't happen. So, if there is no proof of evidence of cheating, Trump's leaving if he loses. Biden loses? No. But if there is cheating, this can go on for a long time. 1-877-DOCTOR. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're processing it now, but there's a current news conference that's been going on for about the last 10, 15 minutes, discussing how Nevada's count might not be released till after the weekend because they are trying to process all their mail-in ballots. I think what everybody's seen is there was a big rush to get all the votes and get the numbers out. And then once the Trump administration said, well, stop, we're going to sue, I think everybody started to kind of slow it down. And, you know, maybe there is the light at the end of the tunnel to this is, you know, if Biden wins, we know it was an honest win. If Trump wins, we know it was an honest win. I mean, if the ballots are going to be counted and going to be double checked, from what we understand from the commissioner's office, that there's been no evidence of foul play but evidence that bad ballots were counted, but they are going to still need time to count their mail-in ballots. And in fact, I think there may be some issues with those that need to have some returns. We're going to talk about that, though, once I'm able to get that all kind of transcribed. In the meantime, we're going to just switch to COVID really quick. And this story is not the easiest thing to talk about because I don't like seeing animals die. And I really don't like seeing animals die on humans' behalf. But unfortunately, apparently in Denmark, they're going to have to kill millions of mink. You know, the animals where, you know, we get our mink coats, and I don't have a mink coat, but mink is so soft. They are going to have to kill all of the mink, I believe. I think it is all the mink in the country of Denmark, because they've been found to have a strain of coronavirus that is a little different from what we're all dealing with now, but does transmit to humans. And that could really muck things up from the vaccine standpoint. So Staten Serum Institute, a Danish authority based in Copenhagen, they deal with infectious disease. They found 5 cases of the virus in mink farms, 12 examples in humans that showed reduced sensitivity to antibodies, meaning this virus didn't really induce an immune response that would allow people to not, you know, be able to still ward off other COVID or the COVID-19, even though COVID-19 has multiple strains. So this could mean that the virus can very easily continue to spread. And if somebody was vaccinated or somebody had California COVID versus New York COVID, wouldn't matter. So they're going to kill the minks to try to stop and contain the virus then. And I know that's kind of hard to hear, but unfortunately, you know, remember when we talked about pandemic versus epidemic versus, you know, outbreak? You know, there's these terms in epidemiology that basically depend on how much of a threat there is and how much we are able to contain the threat. And so if it was humans, no, nobody's going to kill the humans. But with animals, you know, animals have been culled. We've seen pigs culled. We've seen chickens culled. We've seen animals just, you know, in very recent times culled if they have a virus that they think could spread to animals. These zoonotic illnesses or viruses that start from an animal that could spread to humans. These are things that we just unfortunately might not have a resistance for. And so when science has the ability to figure it out, they contain. And how they contain is they'll kill, unfortunately, the hosts that currently have the virus. Once something spreads and starts to take on wider populations, we start going into the more epidemic definition. With that, we still try to contain, we still try to isolate, we still try to quarantine, and we do our best. Once it's pandemic, you can't really contain. Once you're in a pandemic stage, you can't contain, just like we see with COVID. We tried. Well, like, you know what, everybody wear masks, everybody locked down, the virus still was out there. And for some reason, we did such a crappy job that the virus, and I'm not saying lockdowns made the virus worse, you have a lot of data that is starting to kind of be, you know, be worked going, now wait a second here, you know, should we have just done our normal lives? I don't know if I'm on that side with that. You know, I think hospitals were overwhelmed, people were pretty sick, you had to do what you had to do, you know what I mean, and we had to protect those people. I don't think we should have shut down the whole country. I don't think we should have done that, and I don't think we should have, you know, had restaurants and the average bakery and the average salon go under. However, when hospitals are overwhelmed and we don't have the medications, we don't have the vaccine, you know, we did what we could. But what this story tells us with minks is that everybody has high hopes on our vaccine program. And everybody thinks, okay, we'll be starting to have, like, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're like, okay, we'll start being able to have conventions again. All right, we'll be able to have the Raiders play. We have a gorgeous stadium. We have a multi-million dollar stadium just sitting there. And we can't go to games. I mean, we have entertainers. We have David Copperfield, although I think he opened his show. I mean, there's things we want to do. There's weddings and all that. And everybody's like, well, wait till the vaccine. And this virus is mutating faster. It's going to outsmart us. And we find that this virus doesn't really give us a nice, juicy immune response. We're being told at best our immune response to a COVID infection might only last a few months. So now what do we do? And we're also being told that this vaccine is not going to be a one-shot thing. It's going to be two shots separated by 3-4 weeks, and it's going to be yearly. So when I look at a vaccine that has two shots and we have to do it yearly and trying to drag somebody in to get the flu shot, look how hard it is for me to get you to get a flu shot. You want to add on top of that, you have to take the shot twice. And then what happens if somebody goes, yeah, I forgot? You know how many people are still halfway done with their hepatitis series or their Gardasil series? You know, it's kind of a mess. So I'm really, really hoping that some of the companies that are working on the one-shot deal are able to come up with a safe and effective vaccine. But seeing a COVID virus in mink in Denmark, okay, so this isn't an American thing that was, you know, created to mess with an election, you know, or mess with the presidency. This, I mean, it's everywhere. Seeing a virus in Denmark, you know, and how did it get to mink? I mean, if this really was the Wuhan virus, you know, or something out of a lab, what happened? Now, mind you, coronavirus is a huge family. I mean, again, we're not getting a lot of information on this new strain. We don't know how deadly this new strain is. We don't know, you know, if it'll still respond to what we're doing in the hospital with the remdesivir and the blood thinners and the zinc and the D and the vitamin C and the Zithromax and the steroids and all that, famotidine. We don't know much about this. And like I said, they have like 12 cases of humans with it, so they're trying to curtail it. But what it shows is our next big virus, and the World Health Organization said that, it's here. It could be in our dog. It could be in our cat. It could be in a lab. It could be in a lab that gets accidentally or on purposefully spewed out there. You know, we can become very, very paranoid. You know, ignorance is bliss. You know, people wonder why doctors just kind of, you know, are more stressed, and sometimes we have more, you know, shall we say, either anxiety or depression, or, you know, I have different ways to cope, so I don't get depressed and anxious. I just like watch funny movies and things like that. But when you have that lens and you see what's among you, and you know that there's, you know, we try to tell you guys, your cell phones have bacteria on it. There's viruses, there's fungus. You know, I mean, here's an electron microscope of your computer mouse. It scares people. With us, we're used to it. We know. Yeah, and we know we need it. Like right now, I got bacteria on my arm. We need that bacteria. I got bacteria on my face. That bacteria is protective. So I'm okay living with that, but there's some things out there that really want to kill us. They really don't want us alive. And I'm not talking about the cats. That's been proven. Cats don't want their owners to live very long. They're stupid. Okay, because we feed them. We know cats don't really want us around, but there's bugs and there's viruses. Now, some of them need us. They need us alive. They need us alive just long enough for us to make more, and then they could go to the next host through sex or something like that. So, you know, there's, unfortunately, we're dealing with entities that are pretty damn smart. Yeah, they might not be able to do election counts. They might not be able to, you know, sift through something that the news gives us or maybe work an algebra problem. But they know how to live. And they are going to find populations and figure out how to do that. I mean, just look at ants. Look how smart ants are. If any of you have ever had an ant issue in your house, these suckers will know exactly where to go. You know, and they'll know which cat to follow. And they'll, because that cat will have pieces of food and that cat will trail it. And they learn. They learn. So we will have viruses coming from animal sources, or animals will pick up the viruses, allow them to mutate, and then become human form. We're hoping that doesn't happen a lot, but it's happened, unfortunately. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, number one.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump camp is challenging the ongoing vote count in the battleground state of Nevada. During a news briefing in Las Vegas, former Director of National Intelligence Rick Grenell says Nevada continues to count illegal votes. He also says,
it's publicly available information that non-residents have voted. There's a 30-day residency requirement in the state of Nevada. If you haven't been in the state for 30 days, it is illegal to vote.
The Labor Department reporting on Thursday, 751,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's a drop from 758,000 the week before. But analysts had been predicting 732,000. You're listening to USA Radio News. The nation is topping 100,000 new coronavirus cases in the United States in a single day for the first time. The COVID Tracking Project reporting there were 103,000 new cases reported on Wednesday. El Paso, Texas, with a record number of COVID-19 cases, and hospitals down there are near or at capacity.
We cannot afford to lose any more lives.
Just over 1,100 people died from COVID-19 on Wednesday. Votes are continuing to be counted in Georgia, where President Trump is holding on to a slim lead. Gabriel Sterling is Georgia's Secretary of State, COO.
These are people who are not involved in voter fraud. These people are not involved in voter suppression. I'm telling you, they're doing their jobs every day. It's hard, and we are thankful to them for it, and we're going to work with them to make sure that every legal, lawful ballot is counted.
Sterling saying he believes everything could be wrapped up in Georgia by later today. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, stock market has been kind of doing a little better than we thought it would. We had expected, if Trump had won, stock market to explode, do amazing. If Biden win, it's go down. And then the Dow actually had risen like 800 points yesterday, and then I believe today it's up. Let me look at the latest for you guys right now. Hold on a second. Let me see here. I apologize. Dow's up about 543 points at 28,391. And people are kind of getting a little excited. I'd say don't get too excited. Again, we don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, the big question kind of circulates as to, wait a second. Usually, unsteadiness and uncertainty hurts the Dow, hurts the stock market. Why would this be happening? Well, I think we do have a little bit of certainty. We spoke about this yesterday. A Republican-controlled Senate seems to be kind of what the stock market was really hoping for. You know, maybe they were hoping for a Trump presidency. Maybe they were hoping for a, you know, Biden presidency. But the Republican-controlled Senate signifies that if Biden does win, it's going to be very hard for him to do the tax hikes. And they believe a Republican-controlled Senate could block them. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, according to Business Insider, said on Wednesday he aimed to pass a smaller stimulus bill before the new year. Again, that the stock market, they want to know that there's going to be a stimulus. And a Democratic-controlled government will also pass a fiscal stimulus. However, the debate on how reinvigorated it's going to be to the economy will be yet to be seen. All right, I think, as far as I'm concerned, anybody that passes some sort of a stimulus, right, that starts to infuse money to the economy will give us bumps. However, it's the approach of what you do with companies, what you do with small business owners, what you do with employers, that is going to be what drives where our economy goes. And if there's going to be an attitude of, you know what, you know, you don't have to pay your rent, you don't have to, you know, pay your commercial real estate rent, you don't have to pay your mortgage, okay? You know, we're going to just tell landlords to just suck it up a little while longer, you're going to see a huge collapse because there are millions of landlords out there and business owners, and they're not wealthy, rich. Okay, and I think the one thing we saw with the pandemic is it didn't matter how big a company you were, if you weren't allowed to operate and you were bleeding money, people lost their jobs. So tax hikes, something that, you know, Biden had, you know, said he would do. I know he had said, well, we're not going to do it for those who make over 400, but there's going to be corporate tax issues. There's also going to probably be some changes in certain deductions. But with corporations, and I'm not saying, you know, we need to play them a fiddle, but still, you start to do adverse things to a corporation, they turn around and take it out on the employee. That's why Obamacare was such a fiasco. That's why we were in a recession for years. You tell an employer they're going to pay or they're in trouble for every single employee, and they can't get out of that mandate or that penalty, then you know what? I'm penalized less if I have less employees. That's simple. So, you know, I want to incentivize employers to help employees. That's what I want to do. That's what I would do. But, yeah. So anyway, so for stock investors, they said Wall Street banks, pollsters alike had expected a blue wave on Election Day. Democratic-controlled government would be likely to pass massive fiscal stimulus over the next year, but it didn't happen. Republicans winning several key Senate states, some races too early to call, and they go, instead of lamenting the death of a front-loaded stimulus bill, investors found new reasons to be bullish. This is according to Business Insider. Traders have been preparing for raising corporate taxes, regulating major industries, policies that would cut into corporate earnings. If Republicans maintain the Senate, they could block those efforts. So this optimism gave the S&P, or I'm sorry, not the, this optimism gave the stock market one of the biggest one-day gains that we've seen in a while. And today, stocks are still trading pretty heavily. When you look at some of the types, or have actually some of the telemedicine stocks have been going up. I think Teladoc has gone up about 4.29%. America Well, that went down 1.42%. We're looking at your pharmaceutical stocks. Some are up, some are down, depending on what they have. Many of you have asked me about Regeneron and Eli Lilly and the antibodies. What they're putting together, what Regeneron is and Eli Lilly is not a vaccine. It's a infusion, like the one that President Trump got, that helps fight, neutralize the virus once it gets into the body with antibodies. These things are going to probably become even more popular than the vaccine if people realize, look, I just got to be able to treat. Just like what happened with Tamiflu and flu vaccine. Flu vaccine, yeah, you know, maybe half the country got, and, you know, maybe a third of the country got. Flu vaccine was, you know, I like it. It's great. But, you know, it was only, you know, at its best year, 60% effective. Tamiflu, an antiviral, helped limit viral activity. So Tamiflu become one of the most popular antiviral drugs prescribed, next to those that we prescribe for herpes, sort of illnesses and shingles. So when we look at an actual treatment, like from Regeneron or from Eli Lilly, where as soon as you get sick, we infuse these polyclonal antibodies into you to fight the virus, and then like we saw with Trump, he was out of the hospital in a day or two, those things are going to go gangbusters. So even though they lost a little bit, and I think it's because, again, Eli Lilly and Regeneron were pushed by President Trump. President Trump had, you know, given them one of the biggest commercials and advertising boons ever by mentioning them. So they might be feeling a little bit of it, you know, if Trump loses. But again, if they're the only ones out there that are going to come into America to, you know, help us fight the coronavirus, then I think they're going to do well. Pfizer down a little bit. Tesla actually went up. Tesla goes back and forth. Tesla's pretty volatile. Apple went up 2.79%. Not a big gain, but, you know, the tech stocks, they're kind of getting a little bit more excited. Christmas is coming. They're not going to be hopefully hit by a lot of tax, shall we say, corporate tax hits. Again, I'm not really 100%, you know, on board with, or understanding that one, because again, if the Democrats control the House and they control the presidency, it's going to be tricky. All right, one of you wants to know where are we at now in terms of Arizona. We still don't know. From what I understand with Arizona, we have, I believe, 400,000 ballots left. I believe, though, the count is starting to widen between Biden and Trump. And let me see if I have that for you guys. I apologize, because I want to get to that for you guys. I apologize here. Okay, let me see. Some of these, you know, honestly, some of these news, everybody still has, like, different electoral vote numbers. Okay, so I'm looking at ABC News here, 214 for Trump, 253 for Joe Biden. And right now we are showing Joe Biden with 1,469,000 votes. Donald Trump, 1.4 million. So we're looking at now 68,000 votes. The lead is narrowing. We are being told that still only 86% of the vote remains. So still, it's a lot of votes, but if they have 400,000 to count, and again, if somebody's watching. With Nevada, the results changed a little bit. It was a 7,000 vote lead for Biden. Now it's widened a little bit. Joe Biden's at 604,000. Donald Trump, 592,000. So that's, still a little bit 7,000. It's a little bit over 7. With Pennsylvania, Donald Trump still has a lead of over 105,000 votes. And then North Carolina, he leads by 80,000 votes. And in Georgia, he leads by 14,000 votes. Don't go, we'll be right back. 1-877-DARK-LA.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So yesterday when we were talking about, you know, what should you do with your money, and I agree, I forgot to tell everybody, I really kind of would be in saving mode. I'd be kind of careful about investing, but I gave you guys some places where you can invest. One of you had written me last night about the handheld technology, as we are seeing ultrasounds and handheld technology just explode. And it is one of the coolest things in medical science. I mean, for those of us that watched Star Trek when we were younger, and I was really, really young, so I was watching reruns, but when you saw Doc have some sort of a scanner where they could tell what's going on with your body, it was really, really cool. And mind you, as a medical student, I hated not being able to, like, look for the gallstone myself. See, an OB, when you do OB in your training, especially as a family doctor, you get really good at OB, obstetrical ultrasound. And I can't read somebody else's ultrasound. I'm like, you know what, give me the wand, let me do it myself. And so if I could, if the person wasn't coming into, you know, in full labor, and I did have a chance to see where the baby was and, you know, how it was, you know, positioned and to look at the fluid and all that, you know, I would just grab the ultrasound and do it myself. And I love ultrasound. And ultrasound is, it's really kind of a cool thing to do where you're using, you know, these sound waves to pick up images, and you get some of these machines are really, really good. And so rather than the big bulky machine, okay, now they're smaller, and you see tons of products out there that are handheld. So I think some of the companies are going to just skyrocket and boom with that. You got to be careful though with which ones, because who these companies really need to, shall we say, trial with or get input from, which I think some companies might be kind of doing that, where they're going to partner with schools, is they need kind of the practical, shall we say, you know, if there's the embrace by the medical student or the nurse or the doctor in a clinical setting. So, and the reason why I bring this up is because there's been kind of some debate on how much do people want to really have in their pockets. And I'm actually kind of working on a book called, you know, The Medical Student Pocket. And the pocket of the medical student is really, really, it's interesting. You know, we wear, it's funny, when you're a medical student, you get that white coat. And the medical student coat is shorter than the grown-up, the resident, or the once you're a doctor, it covers your tushy. Before you're a doctor, it doesn't cover your tushy. That's something that's probably going to change. But, you know, for me, I didn't mind having a small tushy at the time. Now that my tushy's bigger, I'm glad I get to wear the longer coats. And so you have, like, a pocket here. With my boobie, it didn't really work out really well, because I'd, like, put tampons and things like that in the top pocket, and it would just keep pushing out. So maybe I have a pen, you know, maybe I have a stick of gum, but I really don't put, maybe I have my card key in there, so I don't really have much going on in the top pocket. Then you got two deep pockets on the side. One is for my quick draw. So when my neck gets tired having my stethoscope on my shoulders, you know, I have my stethoscope in there. The stethoscope takes a lot of room. Then I might have, like, some quick reference books or reference cards. Anything I need a quick draw for, my gloves, mask, etc., pens. I might have some pens. I might have a mask in here, but you don't want to look like you're lopsided breast-wise. You don't really put a lot in the breast pocket. So when that right quick draw hand pocket, you got your gloves, your masks, pens, any quick reference tools, and then the stethoscope. My left side was basically my purse. When I was doing 36-hour shifts, I didn't have time to go to a locker. I didn't even get a locker. The family residents, you know, they gave us a little, we only had like one room, and we had to share the bed. It really wasn't a lot, you know, we didn't really have a big space. Surgeons, those residents had multiple rooms. But us family docs, I remember 8, 9 of us took a nap all together on two small beds. You know, we did what we could. But that's going to have my wallet, my keys, my, if I needed tampons, I mean, my left pocket had everything in there. So your jacket gets overwhelmed, and you're kind of, you know, and so a student had reached out to me going, you know, we might be kind of having these ultrasounds. It's cool, but where do you put it? Yeah, where do I put it? Now, it's interesting, because when I was a medical student, I loved having tools with me. And you buy, it was hundreds of dollars, but you had to buy an ophthalmoscope and an otoscope. So you spend the money on it, you know, because the school tells you need to have your own. You buy it, you have the otoscope and ophthalmoscope, so you stick it in your pockets. And then you find that they're falling out of the pockets. You're bending over a patient. You forget to take off your jacket, or somebody sits on your jacket and it gets crushed. And I think to myself, I'm not going to lose a few $100 equipment. That was in the 90s. And I don't need it because it's on the walls. So that's not the, like, ultrasound technology. Being able to grab something and then kind of be able to go, oh, let's see your gallbladder, you know, that's great. And so you could use it. But unfortunately, I'm looking at the size of some of these things. And the reason why I kind of caution you is if you're going to invest in a company that does these handheld ultrasounds, I'd kind of take a look at how they look and how sleek they look or whatever. I mean, if they're thin and they look like the size of a cell phone and it looks like they're smaller and the company has the potential to make them smaller, that might be where I invest in. I would be nervous about the larger kind of bulkier ones because I don't see a lot of people walking around with them. So in my clinic, would I have loved a handheld device? Oh, I would love, like I said, I love having things on right there, but I gotta tell you, vaginal speculums, did I really carry them in my pockets? No. You know, I had, you know, if I use the ones with the light charger would be in the lab. I mean, I would have them somewhere so I could grab it. But then again, you know, somebody could steal it, whatever. And then there's also the liability. Okay, so if I, let's say, ultrasound you myself, and I don't go and I send you to a radiology place, and I don't do all the bureaucracy that gets done, I'm more liable. That's something that's got to change. Okay? I would rather save you the money for you not having to go to the radiology place, and I could do that here. But then I take on the liability. And until lawyers and everybody goes, no, 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 we're not going to sue you if you decide to ultrasound and that. I mean, as a learning tool, it's great. But I think we still have some things to work out before we, you know, decide to kind of embrace them in our everyday practice. There's some practicality to it. So like I said, I am looking at those companies to see who to invest in, but I would probably opt for the ones, I'm going to probably wait and see what, you know, medical students and residents and doctors are telling me. And if they're like, look, it was really cool day one, but I have no room in my pocket. I don't know where to stick it. I'm just going to throw it to the side and it's going to sit there. Well, that's a problem. In my office, things got stolen all the time. Remember, people kept stealing the KY? I couldn't have a tube of KY without a patient stealing it. I mean, we had to keep everything out of the treatment room. So at that point, I'm bringing in my stethoscope, I'm bringing my ophthalmoscope, I'm bringing a black bag. Now, the whole purpose of a white coat is you don't have to have a black bag. You have all these pockets. Now, the other thing you could do is maybe make them weight, a belt, you know, maybe sort of things. But we are going to want to have pulse oximetry, EKG, ultrasound, we're going to want handheld technology. Handheld technology is going to be, I think the engineers and I think the companies that are creating this are on it. And I think the ideas that they have are phenomenal. But I think there's going to be a big disconnect between what we could do and make and then if they're actually going to be used. Mind you, handheld devices are cheaper. Ultrasound machines are tens of thousands of dollars, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some of these handheld things are only a couple grand. So that's cool. But then again, how many of you have dropped something that was worth a couple grand? Do you buy another one? You're like, I think I'm going to pass. So my prediction, handheld devices are going to go beyond ultrasound technology. We're going to have handheld devices that will do everything where we can, you know, scan your blood sugar just like we do now, pulse ox, things like that. But I think there's going to be a practicality issue, and I think there's going to be a lot of evolution and morphing that we're going to probably see. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're actually cutting out, waiting on the election results. But, guys, you know, whatever happens, we're going to get through it. And just, you know, we're going to keep America strong. And we got this, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.